This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to open our hearts to the immeasurable riches of your grace that you continue to pour out to each one of us. In your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The people said, "Why have you brought us to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food." In that light, we pray for our mission team that departed this morning for the Dominican Republic. I don't think there is a single person in this country who hasn't at one time or another at least seen the sign that says John 3:16. I mean, you go to any football game and they're holding it up in the bleachers trying to get on camera. We spent some years ago considerable time in our small groups doing the Philip Yancey series on John 3:16, where we dissected it word by word. There is so much theology contained in that one verse that Jesus says to Nicodemus that some people have called it the entire message of the Bible in one verse. Indeed, it is rich. Indeed, there is a lot there for our reflection. It's all about infinity. It's all about the greatest possible superlative in every way that John could express it on Jesus' lips. For God so loved the world. The world. He didn't say, "For God so loved the church." Or, as sometimes we might like it be, "For God so loved those whom I like to love." For God so loved the world. Every human being. That he gave his only begotten Son. The most precious metaphor, the most precious gift that anyone could give to another human being would be your only son. God so loved everyone that he gives to everyone the greatest gift possible. So that all who believe in him, all who believe in him, male or female, rich or poor, young or old, black or white, good or bad, all, again, infinity. And to that infinity of people, what will they be given? Infinity itself, eternal life. Do we get it? To an infinity of people, God gives the infinitude of gifts. To the infinity of people who believe, and the gift itself is eternal life. It is an incredible statement. It is one we will spend our lifetime bringing into our heart. But look at those lines that come right before it. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert. Now, we heard that story from Numbers 21 to start today, where the people are complaining, and they've been out roaming in the desert. Those of you who are on the pilgrimage trip, This was in the Saudi Arabia area, south of where we would have been. But they're wandering around, and then these snakes, poisonous as they are, start biting the people, and they're dying. So Moses then takes this bronze serpent and places it on a pole, similar to that symbol of the medical profession we see even today, and it becomes the instrument of their healing. By looking upon that, which had been killing them, they are brought to life. Now, this is an important metaphor for understanding the wealth of this John 3:16. Because Jesus says, just like Moses lifted up that serpent, so too I must be lifted up, the Son of Man. And when we look upon him, we are brought to life. How often in our lives are we forced to look at that which has been the apparent instrument of death, and by our willingness to confront it, are able to bring life? Those of us who are doing the Vanishing Grace small group series, this past week, we were looking at examples of people who are able to take that message of the gospel and be effective with it in this day and age. And there were three areas that we looked at. We looked at those who are activists, those who go out and put it into practice and do something to make a difference. In the face of evil, they come to the light. We looked at poets, those who in an artistic way are able to take this message and bring it home in a way that we can understand it in ways we normally could not. And then we looked at pilgrims, those people who just walk by our side along the way and witness to the goodness of God. The question is for us then, how can we take this infinity expressed in John 3:16 and bring it into our own life? Whether you are an activist, whether you are an artist, whether you are a pilgrim. I ran across this week an incredible example of someone who is all three of those: activist, artist, and pilgrim. His name, Vedran Smilovic. Can we put up the first slide, please? In 1992, in the city of Sarajevo, in the midst of the Balkan War, the people of Sarajevo were food-starved, and a bunch of them had lined up outside of the bakery in hope of getting some bread. The rebels shelled the bakery, and 22 men, women, and children were killed. When that happened, a short distance away from that bakery, Vedran Smilovic was practicing his cello. He was playing the adagio that was written by an Italian composer. He decided, in the midst of the rubble of what was left of that city, he would go and get dressed up in the tuxedo that he would wear when he'd play for the Philharmonic of Sarajevo, and he would go and play that adagio in the midst of the rubble. He did it first at the bakery. And he was quoted as saying, people were telling him, are you crazy to be here playing your cello in the midst of this rubble? And he would respond, were they crazy to drop a bomb on innocent people at a bakery? He went around for 22 days. Next slide, please. He played that same adagio in 22 different places that had been destroyed by the bombs. Next slide. the National Library of Sarajevo, containing over 2 million rare books and the history of those people and their culture, was destroyed. Next slide. He played in the midst of the rubble of that library. You talk about somebody coming to the light out of darkness and making a point. What happens next? Last September 2014, that library was reconstructed. Next slide, please. What had been a rubble was recreated. In celebration of that reconstruction and rebirth, being born again, Vedran Smailovic was asked to come back to the National Library and perform that adagio one more time. And this time, it would be choreographed with two dancers, one wearing white, symbolizing the light and the victory of life over death, the other one wearing black. As an incredible example of someone who is activist, artist, and pilgrim, I share with you this video that shows that performance. Vedran Smilovic. Out of the rubble came beauty. Out of death came life. Out of darkness comes light. We too, like Nicodemus, are called to be born again. Whether you are called to be activist or artist or pilgrim, may we all be born again.